Oz Hodway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Labour expert calls for humanism in Zambia. UPND blabs about bringing media freedom, ending cartelism. In international news, Russia urges stability in Mali amid escalating violence. And in sports, Zanaco head coach Lumumba Mumba pledges improvement.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Francis. A labor consultant, Leonard Dihikaumba, has called on Zambians to uphold unity and revive the spirit of humanism as the country commemorates Kenneth Kaunda Day. Speaking in an interview, Dr. Hikaumba said the founding philosophy of One Zambia, One Nation, championed by Kenneth Kaunda, remains critical in promoting peace, integration and national development. He stressed that Zambians must avoid divisions based on tribe or region, noting that the country's strength lies in its diversity and shared identity. Dr. Hikaumba added that the message of unity should continue to be passed on to future generations to preserve national cohesion. He said the humanism values introduced during Kaunda's era helped foster peace and encourage citizens to live and work freely in any part of the country, contributing to greater social integration. He has urged citizens to remain committed to unity, stating that the spirit of One Zambia, One Nation must continue to guide the country toward peace and inclusive development. United Party for National Development, UPND media team member Cosmas Tureche says the government has ended cartelism in bus stations and markets, the situation he claims to have brought order and civility. Speaking on Voice of the People, Mr. Tureche says there is now freedom for citizens and journalists, adding that he can visit any radio station without fear. He said that no radio station has been closed since the UPND formed government in 2021, and that the president has promoted press freedom. However, in a recent incident, a radio program at Mponga Radio was disrupted by UPND cadres, drawing condemnation from media stakeholders. Mr. Tureche added that the government enacted the Access to Information Law to support a free and transparent media.
With the pride of how the president has promoted freedom of the press, we are the first administration to have enacted the Access to Freedom of Information, which we media are yet to exploit, because that's what guarantees a free press, which is the fundamental tenet of democracy. We can't be not in office.
Prime Minister Tureche said the government is committed to fighting corruption and that no one will be protected on the basis of tribe, political or religious affiliation. Mr. Tureche stated that those serving jail sentences were convicted by an independent judiciary without any interference, contrary to perceptions among some members of the public.
With the pride of having ended cadavism in bus stations, in markets, and the civility, I can come to a radio station without looking which rooftop I should escape through. There's no single radio station that has been closed under this administration. Our commitment is to fight both past, present, and future acts of corruption. And in terms of corruption fight, president has been magnanimous on these issues. And we're not going to allow the use of tribe, political affiliation, or religious affiliation as a shield to the fight against crime. There is no innocent person right now who is serving a jail sentence. It's because we have an independent judiciary that's adjudicated on those cases.
In the soccer-based musician, Madali Sopiri, widely known as Dali Sop, Mwanawa Mukomboni, has been formally charged with several traffic offenses following a road accident involving a police motorbike. The 42-year-old artist of Chalala is facing allegations of reckless driving and operating a vehicle while intoxicated. He is also charged with driving without a valid road license, failing to provide a fitness certificate, and not having third-party insurance. The incident happened late Monday night around 23 hours along with a two-year road near Pima filling station. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chidabi said the crash left a police officer with minor injuries. Inspector Kuri Sambuye, age 39, who was riding a police service BMW motorbike, was injured in an accident and was taken to Maina Soko Medical Center, where he is currently receiving treatment. Mr. Shirali added that the motorbike suffered serious damage, particularly to its front section. Meanwhile, Mr. Piri, who was behind the wheel of a Nissan Mitsoka, was not injured. Mr. Chinagi stated that preliminary findings suggest that the collision occurred when the driver of the Nissan vehicle allegedly moved into the path of the approaching police motorbike. The vehicle involved has since been seized by police and is pending inspection. Mr. Piri is expected to appear before court soon. Residents of Kawe were left deeply unsettled following a distressing discovery of a fetus at Mukanga Inter-City Bus Station. A female fetus, estimated to be between 4 to 6 months old, was found abandoned in a lady's toilet at the facility. The remains were recovered yesterday afternoon by the Kawe Municipal Council public health team, who were accompanied by officers from the Zambia Police. The discovery was made inside a toilet pan within the bus station, which prompted immediate and careful action from the authorities. The fetus has since been respectfully transferred to the Kawe Central Hospital mortuary as police launch further investigations into the incident. Authorities are appealing to members of the public who may have any information that could aid the investigation to come forward and report to the nearest police station. No arrests have been made thus far, and officials have promised to release more details as the probe progresses. Meanwhile, Council Police Officer Yvonne Monga shared her account of how the fetus was discovered. In international news, Russia said Tuesday it wants Mali to return to peace and stability as soon as possible after a wave of attacks by jihadists and separatist groups. Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said Moscow sees a rapid return to a peaceful and stable situation as important, but declined to say whether Russia's Africa Corps has enough forces on the ground to contain the crisis. The Russian paramilitary unit had to withdraw from the northern town of Kidal after this weekend's coordinated attacks on strategic positions that had been held by the Moscow-backed ruling junta. Peskov's comments come after heavy fighting in Mali, where simultaneous attacks reportedly killed Defense Minister Sadio Kamara and forced Russian-backed forces to withdraw from the northern town of Kidal. Still in international news, justice has been delivered nearly six years after the Kafolo assault that shook Ivory Coast. Six men have been sentenced to life in prison for their roles in the 2020 jihadist attack that killed 14 Ivorian soldiers at a border post in Kafolo, a village in the country's northeast. The verdict, confirmed by lawyer Abdoulaye Ben Nete, marks one of the most significant rulings in Ivory Coast's ongoing fight against extremist violence spilling over from the Sahel. The attack, carried out overnight on 10th to 11th June 2020, targeted a military post near the border with Burkina Faso. Although no group claimed responsibility, authorities blamed jihadist fighters operating from Burkinabe territory, describing the assault as retaliation for a joint counter-terrorism operation conducted by Ivory Coast and Burkina Faso.